This is Business Women Australia podcast, featuring industry leaders who bring their wealth of expertise from diverse areas to help you build a successful business. Now, onto the show. And welcome to another episode of Business Women Australia podcast, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross. Now, today's guest says, without a clear understanding of the cause of your results, you will forever be living life on trial and error. And joining me on today's show is a returning guest, Fiona Yu. Fiona, she is an accredited Proctor Gallagher consultant trained by Bob and Sandy. She engages in keynote speaking across the globe, as well as personally guiding each of her clients through the program. Now, originally coming from China, Fiona now resides in Western Australia. She's a mother of two, an MBA, a sophisticated investor, an entrepreneur who is in the past 20 years, this is what she's done. She has founded, co-founded, and managed businesses ranging from financial institutions, consulting, manufacturing, retail, wholesale to international trading, turning over up to $200 million plus businesses with staffing up to 10,000 people. Now, as a result of Bob Proctor and Sandy Gallagher's teaching and her personal journey, Fiona has a unique perspective on what it takes to transform your personal and professional results in a calm and a confident manner. And she cannot wait to share them with you in this episode. Now, specifically on today's show, Fiona is going to share how to understand the exact cause of your results in life. What are we doing? The income we're getting, the relationships we've had. We're going to dive deeper into that. She's also going to talk about how you can transform your results, what needs to be in place, as well as get to know the global leading program that is tailored towards your goal, your growth, and of course, your success. So welcome to the show, Fiona.
Hi, Emery. How are you?
I'm really good. Look, as I was reading your introduction, it's so impressive, diverse expertise. And, you know, you can learn certain things through courses and certifications and programs, which is incredible teachings. But then to go out and to implement, try it out, you know, there's nothing like boots on the ground. And as we mentioned in the intro, you've got diverse experience. But I wonder, before we dive into the three things that you want to talk about today, share a little bit more about the coaching that you do and how it's quite distinguishable from other coaches and other coaching programs.
Okay, thanks, Emery. You were spot on. It's easier to do the talk, but it's a lot harder to do the walk. So I came from a walking background, I would say. So I've stumbled numerous times, and of course I made a few successes. So that's why I'm really passionate about sharing this with others, so that we can all achieve the results that we want without much of the struggle and stress that I had to go through. Okay, you've got a very good question here of why we differentiate ourselves from the market, because you are probably all aware there are numerous coaching programs and numerous coaches and mentors that's in the market. Well, to answer that question, first of all, we need to understand how exactly our results happen in life. You know, how we are using our time, what kind of a career path we are on, what kind of income we are getting, you know, the kind of relationships we are in, and the businesses we are running, and et cetera, right?
Yeah, yeah.
To understand the cause of those results in our life, we need to understand a key concept here, which is something called a paradigm. So it's our paradigm that actually controls our behavior, and our behavior eventually produces a result in our life. So in another word, we do what we do because of the paradigm. So paradigm is essentially a mental set of programs that's stored in our subconscious mind that's controlling almost all our habitual behavior. And believe it or not, 96 to 98% of all our behavior are habitual. So that is to say, from the time that we get up in the morning till we go to bed, only 2 to 4% of the time that we think consciously, and all the rest of the times we are almost on autopilot.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, does that make sense?
You know, when you say that, for people who may not have heard the concept that you shared, it's quite eye-opening, isn't it? And as you mentioned, as we go about our day, a lot of things are on autopilot. It's when we take the intentional action of doing things differently, like brushing our teeth with our left hand if we're normally right-handed, and we try and change things up a little, we realize that, hey, I actually have to think about doing this if I'm buttering the toast with my left hand and so forth. So how many people do you, you know, that you speak to, Fiona, and have done over the years start to recognize, oh, I have been working and operating more from the habitual nature, and I have the ability then to change? Because that's one of the things, isn't it? When we recognize what we're doing, and when we, and you're going to show and step us through that process, we can actually change some of those habits that may not be supporting us. Yes?
Oh, absolutely. And well, you will be surprised that most people really are not aware of that they are operating on almost on autopilot until we actually ask that question. And yes, then, you know, it's only when we think consciously of, geez, you know, what results have I been getting year after year? And then, you know, most people realize, you know, some people actually for their whole life, they get stuck in, for example, a certain job that they don't even like, or the income level that's not giving them the comfort of life that they wanted.
Yes.
You know, it's really sad if you look at from that perspective, that, you know, how, you know, unconsciously we're living life in a way that we didn't even choose intentionally.
Yeah. It's like we're sleepwalking through our lives almost. What about this situation, Fiona? I'd love for you to share some insights into this, because some people may be listening or watching the replay and thinking, okay, well, what's happened when there are certain areas of my life, for instance, your career may be going really well, yet things are happening in your personal life that may not necessarily be good, or vice versa. What happens in that situation? Are there, because, you know, in certain areas in our life, we're and on that autopilot, the paradigm that we have that relates to that specific area in life may need to be looked at. What have you found over the years?
Well, absolutely, Emery. You can absolutely be very confident in one area of your life, various, just very incompetent in other areas of your life, just because of your upbringing. So coming back to that concept, paradigm, you know, this mental programming, it's basically, you know, influenced by our parents, by schools, by society, workplace, social media, and a lot of times even your negative neighbors can bring some sort of, you know, influence on your, you know, mental programming.
Yes.
So therefore that absolutely, you know, affects certain areas of your life more so than other areas of your life. Mm-hmm. So coming back to your initial question, you know, what we do that differentiate from, you know, what others are doing in terms of changing paradigms. So we shared just now that it's this paradigm, it's so-called paradigm, basically our current level of awareness and belief systems towards ourselves, towards other people, towards the whole universe, you know, that's strictly controlling every result in our life, every single result of our life. So therefore, if we really want to make a big improvement in our life, in every area, then we really need to focus on the change in the paradigm level instead of on the behavior level. Because, you know, I know a lot of people in the market, they are basically teaching people how to do things differently. But if you don't change your underlying programming, then you are not going to implement what they teach you. You know, what they teach you is correct according to their experience and specialized knowledge. But your underlying programs is controlling a lot of the things that you do. So yeah, that's why if we only focus on the change on the behavior level, then the change is going to be very small. And unfortunately, it's going to be very temporary as well, because soon after, you know, the training, you pretty much go back to your previous way of operating, because that's just, you know, how you are used to for so many years. You know, yes, it's not going to be changed easily. And yeah, that actually leads to, you know, one of the major differences of what we offer in comparison with others in the market is that, one, we focus on the paradigm level, which is the primary cause of our results in life. Two, you know, our program is basically developed by Bob Proctor, who's a global leader in human potential. You know, his mentor Earl Nightingale is basically the guy who's started the personal development industry. So they are the ancestors in this whole industry. And they, Bob together developed this program with Sandy Gallagher, who was a renowned Wall Street senior executive advisor. So she's talked to, you know, numerous even corporations in Wall Street, the Fortune 500. You know, she really understands how the corporate works and also how the teams work in there, how every individual works in a corporation environment as well. And so basically together, them two, one's a leader in the human potential industry, the other is from a commercial background. Together, they've developed this system, mm-hmm. you know, that captures the, you know, the way that the most successful people in the world think.
Yes.
And also in the meantime, it's from a practical point so that every individual, like ordinary people like you and me, we can implement this system actually in our daily lives.
Daily lives, yeah, it makes so much sense. You know, as you're sharing that, Fiona, I want to just share through the lens of something that I learned, which really validates what you're talking about when you're talking about paradigms and, you know, how often we do things on autopilot, yet we can change the programs in which our autopilot runs. And one of the things, and this may help people who are a little bit more visual and perhaps linear, one of the things that I learned was that our beliefs and our core values, our beliefs and our values will impact our thoughts and our feelings. Our thoughts and our feelings will then impact our behavior, and the behavior, which is the actions we take, and the behavior and actions we take will impact our results. So what you're saying, which is so true, a lot of coaches and a lot of us, what we try and do is say, right, I'm going to change the behavior. So we change the behavior, and whilst that may in some short term have a different result, the lasting result, so that you're not continuously being triggered by an event that may have you no longer take the behavior, if you go right back to the beginning, the belief around something, the core values, change that, it automatically changes your thoughts and feelings around that, the behavior, the actions you take, and the results. And that's what you're really saying, it is, isn't it? Go to the core of what's driving that. Be curious, unpack it, and then we can kind of change that. And of course, you will be diving deeper into that in a moment. When you're working then with someone, let's talk about some of the benefits of taking the time to work at the causal effect, you know, the paradigm level, the beliefs. And we're not talking about, you know, beliefs around, you know, faith and things like that. We're talking about beliefs that if I get up on stage, you know, say if someone who's fearful of public speaking, I have the belief that I'm a terrible public speaker. As soon as I get up on stage, I'm going to make mistakes. But in actual fact, that belief can be challenged and changed, can't it? And then you grow. So we're talking about those kind of beliefs. So when we start to change some of those beliefs then, share some of the results that you've seen. The changes can be quite quick, isn't it? Quite remarkable. Share a little bit about some of the things you've seen.
Yeah, absolutely, Emery. The process that you mentioned just now is exactly basically how our life works. You know, your thoughts bring your brings emotions to you, and your emotion will impact your actions, and of course your action eventually will produce a result in our life. So let me give you an example of changing beliefs. For example, you know, salespeople, that's a typical example, because we offer our programs to a lot of the sales teams, and a lot of organizations, well, if they have a limited budget, they actually put their sales teams on the coaching first, mm-hmm. because they are the guys who basically bring in the income streams to the business, right?
Yes.
So, for example, you know, every organization, they do the same trainings to the whole sales team, right? But you will find that eventually some people, they just become top salespeople, mm-hmm. which is a small percentage, by the way. And all the rest of the people, no matter how much training, how much, you know, motivation and incentives that you give to them, they forever stay at a certain level.
Yes.
And we have actually, you know, met like so many salespeople like this, and especially in the direct sales, you know, people, they get to a certain level and they just, no matter, they just think, geez, I need to just, work more hours and I need to talk to a few more clients every day and all that. But their income bracket, their performance level just seem to start at stuck at a certain level and they just can't break through. So, but once we teach them, you know, this is actually not about working more hours and talking to more clients. This is actually, it's because of the concept, the image that you put on yourself, like who you believe you can become and how much you think you can sell. You know, over the years, some people, they just formed a belief that they can just sell $1 million a year, for example, and they can go little, you know, they can go a little bit up a million and then soon it will bring it back under $1 million. So overall, they will still stay at the, you know, the million bracket. And but once we taught them how to, you know, really change your concept about yourself, your internal self-image, you know, we had salespeople within 3 months, they just, you know, basically double their income.
Yes.
And another good example is people trying to keep fit, you know. Mm-hmm. So if someone unconsciously they formed a concept that they are 100 and we're working on kilos, like 60 kilos, for example. And then, you know, they try to go on a diet, they go on the exercise and they probably, you know, get up down to, for example, 55K. But yeah, soon afterwards, a few weeks, they just go back to 60K or they even go to 62 or 63, you know, over the original weight. That is because of their belief in themselves. You know, yes. When, again, you said very accurately here, we're not talking about religious beliefs of, you know, who you believe in and things, faith, but to beliefs around yourself, you know, the concept that you just unconsciously formed on yourself. And the typical example of this weight issue, you know, once we taught people, you know, how this is formed, it's because you unconsciously have got this, you know, a belief yourself being 60K, because just over the years, you just formed that concept. And once we've taught them and how to change that, and then they can actually reduce the weight. We call it to release the weight, because how our mind works is that we always try to find what we lose, right? So we need to release it. We need to voluntarily release it.
Yeah. That sounds so much nicer. Yeah. You know what's really interesting about that, and I think why so many of us don't realize that when we do have a look at some of the paradigms and start to question them, why is this happening? Is that often we don't have the skills or the tool set or even the know-how on how can we find out what belief is driving that paradigm, isn't it? It is because yeah, it just happens so instantaneously. Share a little bit, if you will, too, about, you know, what shapes our beliefs, the people that we hang out with, the information that we allow into our lives, the environment in which we allow ourselves to sit and associate with, that can all impact and continue to impact beliefs in a positive way, but also in a negative way. Yes?
Absolutely, Emery. This is such a good question that you brought this belief concept out, because right from the start of program, you know, right from lesson one, the first task that we get people to do is to really dig into your belief systems, yeah, because that will affect, you know, every goal that you set in your life. I'll give you a typical example, because I'm of a Chinese background, right? So in our culture, you know, we don't talk about money. Like we just, although we came from, it's just so funny now with what I know now, I look back and geez, we came from such a poor background. We had no money. And if that's the instance, money should be something that we're passionate about, right? If you have no money, you should be passionate about money, isn't it?
Yeah.
And yet we just got this, I don't know how I think it's a cultural thing that we just got implanted in my mind that, you know, it's such a shame to talk about money, to mention money. And so therefore, if you've got that sort of belief, for example, in my instance, I've got that sort of belief. So for so many years, I just don't mention money to anyone, yeah, you know, so therefore I would feel it's such a shame to mention money and, you know, sell things and things like that. So of course, with that sort of belief, you know, money will forever become a struggle in my life, in my like previous life, because I wouldn't mention about money to people. And for example, when I started, got into this coaching, I couldn't even mention how much this is to my friends and to the people that I knew, because I felt this is so embarrassing. It's a shame that you are selling something,
yeah,
you know? So with that, well, this is of course about money. If you have a belief in money, like you think money is a shame, is an evil, you know, how can you, you wouldn't have much money, I believe, right? and also other sort of beliefs, for example, also in my background, like my culture, and also to a lot of clients, actually surprised to find there's so many people in Australia as well. I used to think it's only Chinese. You know, some people, they just unconsciously formed a concept that, you know, salespeople, they are bloody, they are cheating and they are lying and those, that sort of thing. You know, we even had one of our sales team members, when we get them to, you know, dig into their beliefs, and they sort of had that sort of concept belief. I said, you know, if you your belief, your underlying belief is that, you know, sales is a not a such a proud profession, how do you expect yourself to excel in sales?
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
So difficult. You know, as you're sharing, and I love the way that you're sharing some of these stories, because I think we can so often resonate and see ourselves or see others in stories. And it's curious, isn't it? A paradigm really is a story. What is the story you keep repeating? And I remember speaking to, this was years ago, one of my clients. And she would say to me, Anne-Marie, that I don't know what is going on, but I build my, she was in the career industry. This is when I was still in the career industry. I get myself to a certain level in my career. I start saving up money for the different things that I want. And then all of a sudden it's gone. You know, my vacuum cleaner blows up, all of these different things, but it's a repetitive pattern. So, and I want to ask your kind of thoughts on this as well, because these are the things that can affect us. And so when we had a look, we were curious as to what was happening. We then identified kind of back to her mother. Her mother would often say, well, and we tracked it back to the grandmother who had built wealth in her life. But because of the war and all of the wealth was stripped away from her, the paradigm, the story, the belief that that grandmother or great-grandmother had was, what's the point of building wealth? They'll just take it away from you anyway. And that was passed on and on down the, you know, the line to that my now client, who said, I don't know what it is, but she realized that's something, a pattern, you know, a paradigm that I need to address. So not only is it, you know, we can backtrack and say, you know, what have I learned and observed? Not that we want to go into the blame, you know, kind of blaming others, other people, but it's interesting that we can take on the patterns, the unhelpful patterns or paradigms of people who have been quite close to us too, can't we?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And this paradigm thing, well, sometimes you can dig back to your ancestors and that, but again, this basically, we basically came to this world probably with our genes. It's already got a lot of the programming on it already. And plus with your, you know, social environment and everything. So that's why, you know, I found it really interesting now with what I know. You know, if you have multiple kids, like you will notice that every one of them are different. You know, they obviously came from the same parents, but, you know, you give them the same sort of bringing, but they all pick up different information from the environment and that. So therefore they can form, you know, whole totally different paradigms towards certain things.
It is interesting. We are complex beings, aren't we? And that's why I think as parents, and this is similar too with our teams, you know, we may have a similar training that we offer our team and, you know, our kids as well. We can layer on the principles that we're talking about, whether it be in life or in business and in careers. But if we're looking at it from a team perspective, you might send your entire team to a specific training. They get the same training, they get the same support, they have the same resources and access to that. Yet each of them may have a very different result, not because of the trainings and so forth, but what are the beliefs that they hold, isn't it? What has their past experience had that's the lens that they continue to look through. So now we've talked about recognizing our beliefs. We've got a little bit of time left because some people may be thinking, Fiona, well, how do we change our beliefs? That's almost impossible then. But it's not, is it? I mean, that's a process, a system that you create. Share a little bit about what some of the things that you do, because then, of course, at the end of today's interview, we'll share how people can get in contact with you if this is something of interest to them. And they think, you know what, from what Fiona is saying, I can recognize that there's some paradigms that I need to change. But what are some of the things that we can start doing once we identify some of those unhelpful beliefs and paradigms?
Yeah, Absolutely. To change anything, we first need to become aware of it. So that's the first step. But as you said, once we are aware of the change that we need, well, sometimes we are aware of the change we should make, but does it mean that we're going to make it, or will we be able to make it? You know, that's another question. However, what we can say is that with the right, the appropriate system and information, you know, you can change the paradigms. And that's exactly what we do. And we touched on the two advantages that we've got at the beginning of our interview, that, you know, our program is obviously developed by Bob Proctor and Sandy Gallagher. Secondly, what to change paradigms, basically, you know, because we talked about just now, it's so hidden. We didn't even know where we picked them up, those beliefs and those awareness. So therefore, it's something very stubborn. It's complex, it's stubborn. So it's meaning it's not going to be easily changed. Okay, so therefore, it's like basically working our muscles in the gym. It takes time and repetition and exercise. And what we are teaching, you know, changing paradigms is basically creating a mental gym. We're teaching people to train their mental muscles. Okay, so therefore, the same theory applies here. It takes time, exercise, and repetition. So that's why our program, it's a 6-month coaching program. Mm. It's not like what's on offer mostly in the market, 2, 3, 5, 7 days, short term. You know, people get all dressed up into, geez, I do have unlimited potential and I'm worthy of my dream life. And then good luck and goodbye. You know, how many of us can actually step out of our comfort zone and make that big change? You know, there's a small percentage of people, but most of us, we can't make that change. We are not equipped with the knowledge and the system, and also the, you know, the determination and the support, the accountability there. Okay, so that's the, you know, our major difference, which is a long-term program. You know, anything that's on offer in the market, you know, their information is valid. It's good information, but it's our own mind, our own programming that's preventing us from absorbing and implementing those knowledges. You know, I'm not discrediting those other coaches out there. They are sharing the correct, right information. Okay. And then also, even with the right information and system, you know, we can all basically nowadays Google every information online, right? And yeah, some people are actually saying, oh, you know, why do we need to get onto your program? We can basically just search YouTube and there's heaps of information there. Yeah, I acknowledge there are heaps of information there. But one, those information are not systemized information. They are just bits and pieces. You know, which doctor and lawyer, they just picked up information from YouTube and then became a doctor and lawyer. They have to go through systematic training, right? So it's the same theory here. And even if we've given you the, you know, the systems there online, you know, a lot of times, for example, let's coming back to the, you know, weight loss. I always talk about this weight loss. You know, who doesn't know that we only need to eat less and exercise more, right?
Yeah, even saving money, spend less than you earn. I mean, how many of us? Yeah,
exactly. So a lot of times, this what we're saying here is that we don't have the willpower to, you know, a disciplined mind to hold ourselves accountable, right? So that comes to another advantage of our program, is that our program comes with a mentor like myself, who's basically trained and accredited by Bob Proctor and Sandy Gallagher. Yeah. And, you know, I've basically gone through the programs myself. My whole life has transformed. And also in my instance, you know, I've been, as you mentioned at the beginning, I've been founding and running businesses for the last 20 years. You know, I've been gone through heaps of stress, anxiety, all the fear and struggles, you know, and all that. I've lost so much of my hair, you know, over the years, but of course now it's back. Yeah, and so I'm kind of, I relate to people who's going through, you know, struggles and all that, trying to make transformations in their life. So I'll be there to hold their hands, hold them accountable, teach them and guide them. And more importantly, I answer all their questions throughout the whole 6 months. Yeah. So in another word, when someone who's trying to step out of their comfort zone and making this big change in their life, they will have someone to resort back to, you know, to ask questions and to, you know, to hold them accountable, more importantly. A lot of times we know what we should do, but the problem lies that we don't do what we don't do what we know what we should do. So Bob always says that mentorship is like the insurance policy for success. And it is so true. You know, we need someone there to really, you know, support us and guide us throughout the
big change. It's so important. I mean, as you're sharing that about having an accountability partner, someone that walks alongside you, which of course is your role as the coach and cheerleader. I mean, you think of the sporting greats, anyone who is at a level of, you know, professionals, an elite sports person, all has a coach, sometimes multiple coaches. You
Absolutely.
Know, you can learn the techniques, but as you say, we can have the best strategy, the best, tactics, all of those, the best plans, but unless our mindset, you know, aligns with that, the beliefs around that, the paradigms that we run with, that's going to determine very much how we continue to follow the plan. And often what happens is the first little hurdle, the bump in the way, and often there's a lot of bumps in the way that we come across if we haven't really worked through on those beliefs just best support us. That's when we often find that we can spiral down. And as you say, that's right, in some instances it can have us backtrack to the point that we can go even further back, you know, even further back, transition back to what we were even before we started the weight loss example. We have had such a rich conversation today, and I know that we've only just scratched the surface, but for those people, Fiona, who have recognized that there's certain goals that they've had in their life, their career, their business, and no matter what they implement, no matter what kind of changes and actions they take, there is just something that is holding them back, and they're curious that maybe, just maybe, there are some paradigms that they need to shift for themselves. And, from the support that you've now just shared today, how can people get in contact with you? What's the best way?
Okay. So we would love to really, you know, whoever has got, you feel that you got stuck, or if you just wish to talk to someone to explore, you know, potentials, etc., please log on to our website, pgyconsultants.com.au, and then we have online forms that you can fill, and once you fill that, one of our team members will get back to you, and they can then help if it's a good fit. After they have chatted with you, they can then help you to set up a meeting with me, and then I'm happy to see, you know, where you are at this moment, what's really holding you back, and then we'll see how we can help you.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, if you're just joining us today, or you're listening or watching the replay, then Fiona is one of our premium members, our wonderful members of Business Women Australia. If you're looking for a community of collaborative people, specifically here in Australia, if you're a business or a leader, or maybe you're just getting started and you'd love to join our group, all you need to do is go to businesswomenaustralia.com.au to find out more. Well, thanks again, Fiona, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Emery, for having me again.
You've been listening to Business Women Australia podcast. Want to become part of a dynamic collective of women who are passionate about business success and personal growth? Go to businesswomenaustralia.com.au/membership to apply. That's businesswomenaustralia.com.au/membership.